Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is brought to you by Homo Casino Resort, the player's place.
Final hour of Ben and Woods. Our thanks again to Jordan Schusterman from Cespedes Family Barbecue. Want to get to more of the takeaways from AJ Preller's news conference yesterday. We've got some time in our final hour to do so. Also, one baseball note we haven't gotten to. Alex Bregman is reportedly going to opt out of his 3-year deal with the Boston Red Sox after just one season. A little surprising. In that,
is it?
It was 3 years, $120 million. So you can get more than $40 million a year? I mean, a good season, but...
Maybe, yeah. I think with the so I read somewhere, they said something about the lockout looming. You want to go into your free agency now and not obviously then? Was it? He had options
well,
every year, didn't he?
He had options for two more years, but I guess with the uncertainty, he just wanted to try it again, maybe get a longer-term deal. We'll see if that pays off for him. I did also see it suggested that a number of players who are free agents this year, when they sign their deals, expect to see prorated signing bonuses that are paid out heavily in 2027 for players who like paychecks just stopped all of a sudden, but they still have to pay out signing bonuses because those are, you know, part of your contract. You don't stop paying out the signing bonus, even though the game stopped. You stop in a lockout. You no longer pay a player's salary during a lockout, but you still have to pay their signing bonus because that was already earned when he signed the deal. So like you get a $10 million signing bonus. I want $8 million of it in 2027. It's like that income stream that you want to guarantee, even though you may be going on lockout with your players during that season.
Yeah, I don't know how it all works or what the thought process is behind Alex Bregman, you know, going out and seeking free agency again. Will he do better than 40? I doubt AAV wise, right? But maybe the longer term deal is what he was actually looking for. Tigers are already being mentioned as a team that would be very interested in Alex Bregman. He'd be reunited with AJ Hinch. They've got a good team. They got a young core. You know, they feel like they're a playoff team every year. You know, does Alex Bregman want to play in Detroit? Maybe. But he's going to go to whoever pays him the most. He could be a Dodger for all we know.
Trevor Story also has an opt-out, and the Red Sox may have to replace the entire left side of their infield this offseason, which would be an interesting development for that franchise.
It's crazy. Like K-Law says, Alex Bregman opting out after the Red Sox shipped Devers away for him, essentially, is probably a bit of a blow to the front office.
And maybe that's what Scott Boris is thinking. Like, hey, Red Sox, they can't
dying.
Afford not to sign
they
him.
They could so re-sign like, you at you a get, longer, yeah,
yeah get whatever I
money.
Want. Which I think is a very legitimate possibility. He may sure. be back with the Red Sox just on a longer deal for more guaranteed money.
Yeah.
So. All right, Pauly, why don't you get us some other headlines? It is time for the Rondo Report.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rondo Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a...
Oh, yeah.
All right.
All right.
All right.
It is the Rindle Report brought to you by your local Kia dealers. Visit Kia.com to discover movement that inspires. Gentlemen, we will start off in college football. How about this? Let's see. Both of you guys. Try to transport yourselves. You are the head coach of Ole Miss. You are the number 5 team in the country, sitting at 6-0, and you got a big matchup coming up against Georgia, the number 9 team, 5-1, this weekend. How are you feeling? Are you feeling confident, cocky, nervous, excited, like all of it? How are you feeling?
All of it. That's elite. That's what you live for.
This is what you've been waiting for.
Yeah.
Ole Miss, I mean, not considered the powerhouses of the SEC, but they're up there with the big boys now.
Oh, yeah.
Big game this week for the Rebs.
Big one. And Lane Kiffin decided he was going to take some shots at Georgia football, and more in particular, Kirby Smart, their head coach. Listen to this question that was asked to Lane Kiffin this week during his media availability. Kind of kicking the hornet's nest a little bit, maybe? Maybe?
Off the wall question, you and Kirby, two most probably some of the more demonstrative coaches on the field. Who do you think burns more calories in a game, you or him?
I don't know. That's a good question. I walked by the TV and saw his press conference today, so it doesn't look like he's burned too many calories.
Fat jokes in the year 2025 against the guy you're going to be coaching against.
Bold strategy?
I mean, I wouldn't kick that hornet's nest.
It's so unusual in this day and age. If you're a coach, football, baseball, whatever, you're so closed and you're so careful usually about what you say. But not Lane Kiffin. He shoots from the hip.
Yeah, I mean, I think it served him pretty well.
Doesn't
in his
really
career.
Filter himself very much.
I saw like him on TV. He doesn't look like he burns too many calories.
I'm sure they're friendly, right?
I don't know that that's true.
I don't know the dynamics of other college coaches like Lane Kiffin that much. I don't know the dynamics of their friendship or their professional courtesy or whatever, but that is that's a shot. Yep.
Yeah, that's a shot. All right, that's it for college football. We will move over to the world of hockey, and not even NHL hockey, but something I'd like to see here in America in the NHL and the MLB. The NFL, the NBA, all major sports. A referee was banned for life in the KHL. That's a hockey league in Russia.
Committed a crime or what happened?
Yeah, gambling. Was he betting on games?
No, he just got a call wrong. Very, very wrong. But all he did was get a call wrong. I'll put it up on our YouTube stream. But basically, if you're not watching, they had to go to extra slow motion. There was a goal that was called a goal. And after video replay, you can clearly see that the puck goes through the side of the netting on the wrong side of the bar.
Oh, like, yeah, it goes right under through. The net wasn't securely fastened all the way to the ice, and it slipped under the side of the net into the net.
Like, I don't know if the shot, right? I don't know if the shot was hit so fast it went right through the netting, if there was a small hole and the puck went right through it, but clearly it was not a goal.
Yeah,
it went
but,
right
I mean,
through
that's,
that.
That's going to be hard because it went into the net. I mean, you're going to see that as a referee. You're going to call that a goal every time.
Yeah, well, the call stood as originally called.
They did video review. Okay.
And call stands, it's a goal.
So in slow motion, they still said it was a goal.
To my knowledge, based on what I'm reading here, yes.
Because if he got fired and that was just his real time and he saw it go into the net and come out of the net and he didn't see it slide under the net, that is totally understandable.
No, the referee was banned for life by the KHL. It says here that they do not have a referees union similar to the NHL or MLB Umpires Association, whatever you want to call it. They don't have that. He has nobody to help him out on this one. That ref is out of a job and will not be refereeing in the KHL ever again.
That's how it should be done.
There wouldn't be any referees left in any sport.
Doug Eddings is literally standing on a street corner with a sign.
DJ Rayburn, that was about 3 inches low. You're fired.
Yeah.
Out of a job today. I mean, every referee gets calls wrong.
Yeah, of course. It's a way to hold them accountable.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think so. All right, and then finally, trying to find something here, a little goofy, a little non-sports. Just get your thoughts on this. I think we all are intrigued by this Hollywood director, but also kind of creeped out by him. M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah.
Has put out some of the best movies. I mean, Signs, Sixth Sense.
Signs was great.
The Village.
Sixth Sense was great. Didn't see The Village, I don't think.
He puts out, I mean, he...
I haven't seen a good... I can't remember a good one in many years, but I also
I love his style, that you know what you're getting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what you're getting yourself into. It's going to be a trippy plot. It's going to be well put together. So M. Night Shyamalan is directing a new series that has been announced.
Okay, I'm in.
And it's called... it's about the Magic 8 Ball. It kind of surrounds Magic 8 Ball and... predictions and all of that. It says here he's joined Monday. Sorry, I had to refresh my computer here. He's been working on this for years. According to the official description, the TV show will reimagine the classic Magic 8 Ball as the centerpiece of a hiker-driven supernatural drama that blends psychological intensity and cultural intrigue.
So it's a show about an actual magical 8 Ball.
And then when you ask it a question, it makes it come true, but in a horribly evil way or something.
Did you have one when you were a kid?
Of course, yeah.
Everybody had one, right?
It's fun for like 3 minutes.
The signs are unclear.
Yeah.
Great.
It's fun for 3 minutes.
Take a stand, 8-Ball.
You don't run into your room every day as a kid and be like, let me shake my magic. At least I didn't.
Does Jenny like me? Shake, 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 shake. The signs are unclear. Thanks.
All we know
is that...
M. Night put out an Instagram post of just the front cover of the script with a Magic 8 Ball. It says Magic 8 Ball Season 1 Pilot, directed by M. Night Shyamalan. And so he's like, who's in? So could be a year or so away, but he's been doing TV shows with Apple TV recently, which, by the way, is no longer Apple TV Plus. It's just Apple TV.
That's right. They just did a rebrand.
What?
Yes, they did. They took away the plus and said, this is our fresh new look.
So HBO Max became Max, and now it's back to HBO Max, or just HBO. Apple Plus is just Max.
It's HBO
TV.
Max.
It's now HBO Max. But it was just Max.
It was Max. It was HBO Go, then it was HBO Max.
I don't know that I've ever been more disappointed in myself. I enjoyed The Sixth Sense, but I don't ever remember being as disappointed in myself for watching a movie for not seeing it coming, because it seemed so obvious at the end when they revealed it.
No spoilers.
But I didn't know.
It's 30 years old.
I didn't know. I saw it very soon, and I watched it, and it floored me. And I go, how did I not see that coming? I mean, they made it obvious right at the beginning, and I didn't see it coming.
There's a show that I wanted to shout out that I started yesterday. It's called The Chair Company. Have you heard of this yet?
The Chair Company.
Yeah, it's on HBO Max or whatever it's called. You guys know Tim Robinson? We did this before.
Not
you know
Tim Robbins.
No, not Tim Robinson.
Tim Robinson.
Not Craig. This guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
This guy?
Yep.
Tim Robinson. Funny, funny dude.
SNL, right?
I think he was on SNL. Yeah, he was. He plays this... He's a guy that goes up to do this corporate speech, and he has just been given his promotion. He's going to be running a mall, this giant mall, and he's in charge of the building of it. And he goes up and he gives this killer speech at this event.
Like a ribbon cutting?
Yeah, kind of, but it's more like to fire up the troops. He sits down in his chair, and his chair breaks in front of everyone. And he goes off on this... conspiracy against he starts developing this conspiracy theory against the chair company.
Big chair.
Big chair, essentially. You guys, when he sits down, he gives the speech and he gives he's fired up. He sits down in his chair on stage and falls over. He's mortified. He's now just gotten this promotion and he falls over. You guys, it's brilliant. It's brilliant. There's only one out. And I watched it yesterday. It's really, really funny. It's really offbeat. It's so cringe. It's cringe comedy is what it is. It's really good and very clever. And think about it. We've all done something mortifyingly embarrassing. But it it takes over his entire life, and he's bound and determined to get to the bottom of why this happened to him. It's really, really awkward and weird. I think you guys would like it.
All right, I'm in.
Check
Chair
it out.
Company.
Chair Company. It's on HBO.
Chair Company.
It's really funny.
Man, people have weird ideas.
They really do. They really, really do. Thank you, Paulie.
Thank you.
Signs got me, man.
Signs got me, too, man. That was really good.
It was like, it wasn't a scary movie or like a thriller.
When that thing runs across.
But it was the, it's the creepiest non-intended scary movie, I guess. Like, it scared the hell out of me when that movie came out.
It got a little cheesy, but yeah.
M. Night is a nickname. His first name is Minaj, but he goes by M. Night, his like Hollywood name. We have an M that we work with here.
Yeah, M. Peter.
M. Peter.
M. Peter Shyamalan.
He's one of our sales execs, but his name is just M.
M.
Just the letter
birth
M.
Birth name.
Yeah. It's not Peter. You don't call him Peter.
No, his name is
it's
M.
M. M. Peter.
He doesn't. It's not Michael.
No.
Actually, don't know. Is Peter his middle name, though? Or is, yeah, is his name
his first name
M. Peter?
Peter. M. Nothing. Well, I'm not sure about that.
I call him M. Peter.
I call him M. Peter.
Sometimes just call him M.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
I call him M. Peter. He's the one that wanted me to make it spooky.
He's the only other M I've ever known, other than M. Knight.
That's right. But that's not
but
even
that's
his
just
name.
That's an abbreviation. It's M. Period. Knight.
If you were going to name your one of your children after a letter. Got to be X, right? That's the coolest.
That is
X
cool.
X is pretty cool.
Hmm.
What's the worst? P.
F.
F. Hey, F.
R.
R. R. W is cool.
R would be confusing. R.
R.
R. R. O would be confusing.
O.
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 O. And there's some people with nicknames, you know, that go by their first letter.
O. Oh, dinner.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. F. Murray Abraham is an actor. You know that guy? F. Murray. Why do people do this, I wonder? Now, if M. Peter didn't have a choice. He was named M.
But you never call him as F. You say F. Murray.
F. Murray. It's F. Murray Abraham.
I'm thinking of this scene, the Ted movies.
C. Ben Higgins.
C.
C. Trent Rosecrantz.
C. Trent Rosecrantz. Yes.
The Ted movies, the Ted, you know, live action teddy bear movies, they're not great. The second one was really bad, actually, but there was a moment where the attorney in the movie talks about F. Scott Fitzgerald.
Yeah, F. Scott Fitzgerald.
And Ted goes, why are you saying F him? He goes, no, that's his name.
No,
F. Scott.
No, F. Scott Fitzgerald.
Well, what did he do? What did Scott do? Why are you saying F. Scott Fitzgerald?
What
would be tough.
What are our names? So I would go by S. Lee Woods.
B. Stephen Higgins.
P. Thomas Rindel.
P. Thomas Rindel sounds
cool.
Amazing.
That sounds pretty cool.
P. Thomas is great. You're now P. Thomas Rindel from now on. We have always been looking for, I call him Paulie. There was a time early in the show, he said something about pork chops, and I go, boy, that'd be a terrible nickname, wouldn't it?
You don't want to be pork chop.
Pork chop Rindel.
Hey, pork chop.
It's our producer, pork chop would be terrible.
D is a name, like D.
D? Yeah, D-E-E. That's true.
I like
Z.
Z's cool.
Z's cool.
Why?
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 Why Woods?
Why?
The P. Thomas report instead of the Rindel report. I like that. Yeah, all right, there you go. Nice aside there.
You Darvish.
That's pretty.
You.
That's pretty tough.
You.
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 I like that.
All right, let's take a time
Get
out.
Get over here, you.
Hey, you.
Some other takeaways from AJ Preller yesterday. Not just the Mike Schilt stuff, but some off-season questions that were asked and sort of not really answered by AJ Preller yesterday. Get to more of that coming up next after Traffic with Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEG 000466. For a full list of games and rules, played at 7 Mile Casino, visit 7milecasino.com.
7 Mile Casino, or S Mile Casino, as we sometimes refer to.
Smile Casino.
Smile Casino. Makes us smile.
Yep.
When we go to S Mile Casino, it's just S minutes down to the 5 freeway
That's right.
in Chula Vista.
That's exactly right. What is it that you look for when you're looking for, you know, a night out or an afternoon? If you want to go play some cards, they will definitely have you covered there. They got Texas Hold'em, Pai Gow, Baccarat. They've got California-style blackjack, and they have really friendly dealers. It's a really clean place. It's bright. It's airy. It's not dingy and dank.
It is bright.
It is bright.
Not like, you know, glary sort of no, I can't see way.
But when, you don't feel like you're locked in some dude's basement playing cards, which is, we've all been to
yeah, I've been in those rooms.
And that you don't feel right about it. You feel right when you go to Seven Mile Casino.
Yeah, you don't really want the walls closing in on you. And you never feel like that. You definitely feel like you're in a nice restaurant. You're in a nice lounge of some sort. You can hang out, watch TV. Full bar there at Sammy's at 7 Mile. And on a nice day, a patio is gorgeous overlooking San Diego Bay. Coronado, the Silver Strand, really nice place to hang out. Take friends if they're in from out of town. They like playing cards. You should be heading to 7 Mile Casino. No long drive. You don't want to waste all your time in the car, do you? Nope. Hop on the 5 freeway. Head south, get off at E. Stay on Bay Boulevard right there, west side of the 5 at 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from downtown.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Just had a visit from our boss, Adam.
Yes, sir.
He loves talking sports. He needs to come in and just get it off his chest sometimes.
He really does.
During the break.
This is like his scream room. He comes in.
That's super cool.
And he brought up a point. I heard Braden talking about it.
I enjoy it.
I heard Braden
talking about it
yesterday. We love you, Adam. And Braden, I thought it was a very intelligent point when he said, you have to extend A.J. Preller. And
correct.
If you're not going to, then why are you letting him hire another manager?
You don't.
You one or the other. And he said, extend him. And I agree that the Padres should, and reportedly they will, try to extend A.J. Preller. But there's a part that I disagree, and Adam wanted to know why, but I'll explain to it right now. I think too much is sometimes made about, you know, who you're letting make decisions, and, well, you can't let this guy go into the walk year of his contract or be a lame duck. Everybody in a baseball or football or basketball organization generally all have the same goal. It's good when you win. It's good for everybody's career when you win. You're all trying to win in the end. And just because a guy is going into the last year of his contract doesn't make any sense to me that he can't do his job all of a sudden. What, now he doesn't want to win anymore? Of course, he wants to win even more going into the last year of his contract. AJ even more wants to make a good choice for manager, knowing his, you know, his job status is on the line. I don't think it's quite as, you know, imperative going, we need to show some confidence in this guy or no one's going to want to work for us. No, everyone wants to work for you. There's only 30 jobs.
That being said, if you're a manager, if you're a potential manager, don't you want to know? Who's my boss? Is it him? Is it somebody else? What are we doing? Like, I don't want to come to a place of
But whoever your boss is, you know what they want.
They want you to win.
They want you to win.
Of
Whether
course.
It's AJ, Eric Grubner, John Seidler, whoever is making the decision, you know what they want.
Yeah, but different bosses can make or break your
But you
general
know
well-being.
What they want.
Like,
they all want the same thing.
Yeah, but how do they get that same thing?
They're hiring you
so
to
many
figure
different
that
methods.
Out. And they're hiring you to figure that out.
It does happen all the time where, you know, and I thought this was interesting yesterday when somebody asked AJ about, so if you do, you know, when you get a new manager, because you don't have a choice, or will you allow them to bring their own staffs over, right? That's always the big question, like that there's this traveling pack of guys that roll together at every opportunity. And I don't go unless you go, and you don't go unless I go. Are those days behind us in the game of baseball? Like, Boch would have his guys that he would bring with him. And you
Bob
know,
Melvin got a couple of guys.
He got Matt Williams, Ryan Christensen.
You know, AJ had his guys that were sticking around. You know, Ryan Flaherty.
But see, like Travis says, you take a job with a lame duck GM, the next GM, if there is one, is going to want to pick his own guy. Mm-hmm. Is he not? You know, so I do think it's important.
But if you do a good job and you win, then your GM's probably sticking around as well, because
you can't win.
David Ross won, but Craig Counsell became available, and they fired. Wasn't it David Ross? They fired David Ross.
Correct.
It happens. It happens. And again, like, this is already a tumultuous. You're already working on the set of Knott's Landing, as it is, and so. Yeah, I think if they're interviewing me, Stephen Woods, for the manager, all right, AJ, like, are you going to be here? Are we going to do this together? How's this work? I know your contract's still up in the air. You know, it would be important to me. Wouldn't be the final nail in the coffin. Actually, I'm going to go take that Rockies gig that I was offered. No, but it's something that you would want to know.
If you're working for, and you are a reasonable person, it's not that hard. I mean, it's hard, but. You give some, you take some, you compromise in certain areas, you draw a line in certain areas. Hey, we do it here all the time. You do it with our show. There's some things that we're asked to do. Like, yeah, we can do that. Probably wouldn't have been our first choice, but we can do that. Other things are like, no, we have to do this way. If you want us to do our show, this is a red line. We have to do it this way if you want us here. It's the same with a manager and a GM, and I'm sure it was that way with AJ and Mike Schilt. There were some things that A.J. Preller wanted done that Mike Schilt wouldn't do. There were other things that probably Mike Schilt would do. It's always a give and take between any two people in an organization that are, you know, boss and underling or whatever however you want to describe it. You hire someone to do that job. And if you're just telling them exactly what you want every single you don't need even a manager. You just need a someone, you know, a robot, push the buttons, go do it yourself. AJ's not like that. He's hiring a manager to do the job of managing the baseball team. That's who he's picking. He's not picking someone that he wants to do it his way. He wants to hire a manager that's going to manage the team. He let Mike Schilt manage the team. And in the end, kind of let Mike Schilt sink his own managing and his own health because of the way he managed his team. It's not because, I don't think Mike Schilt is leaving because AJ was too hard on him.
No, I don't think so either.
Mike Schilt caused his own stress and forced his own way out of the organization because he couldn't handle the way he was managing the team.
Yeah.
Not the way the Padres were managing him. It was his own interactions with his staff, his own things that eventually led to him wanting to step aside and retire from the job. Not the Padres organization.
But I'm in the extend AJ Preller, couple more years, whatever. And this next hire is just like we've said about the last one. It's just crucial. It's just so crucial. You would hate to kill any momentum that this team has. And, you know, you do feel for Jackson Merrill. You do feel for Toddy and Manny. All these guys have gone through all of these different managers. I don't know what the right answer is. I don't know what the right fit is. I could probably be swayed on Albert Pujols. I could be swayed on Don Mattingly, Carlos Beltran. I could be swayed on just about anybody. Honestly, there's a couple in mind that I'm like, I don't know that that's the right fit. But for the most part, I could probably be swayed on anybody as long as I feel that there's a real commitment to winning and a real desire to win a World Series and a real desire to keep things from spiraling like this.
For people who say, if you hire a manager, you got to let him hire his own coaching staff. All right, you've got your manager in place. First thing he wants to do, I'm getting rid of Ruben Niebla.
You're fired.
No,
yeah,
absolutely not.
If
I'm
AJ Preller,
like a red line. No, you can't get rid, and he said that to Bob Melvin. I don't know if Bob Melvin wanted to keep Ruben Niebla or not, but AJ Preller was like saying, you are not getting rid of this guy.
Well, it sounded yesterday like he was pretty hard line in that as well. That's not to say that Ruben won't get the gig. You know, I'm sure he's going to interview it. I'm sure he wants the gig. But
you're not getting this job if your first act is going to be, I need to replace the pitching coach with my guy.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. And AJ said as much yesterday on his presser. He said as much. He goes, we've got guys in place here that are really, really good coaches and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, I'll take the job, and I need to bring Larry Rothschild back as the pitching coach. No, you're not getting the job.
Yeah, you're out.
It's no chance. Yeah, we got to get rid of Ben Fritz. No, No, we have good people in place. That's what AJ was saying yesterday. We have lots of good people in place. I need to find someone, and I'm not unwilling to let them bring some people with them, but we need to find people who can work with our good people that we think we have in this organization. And I believe the Padres have good people in their organization. You know why? I've met them. I've talked to them. I've talked to Ruben. I've talked to Ben. I've talked to other people. They're good people in this organization. I don't want a new manager to come in and clean house of good people.
I don't either.
So you need to find someone who's willing to do that. And then they'll, of course, be accused. Well, you're an AJ puppet.
He can't win until he wins. Right. That's the deal. None of these guys will win until they win.
JH says, so it'll be an in-house hire. It might.
Could be.
But there are also people from outside who probably, I've heard nothing but good things about Ruben Niebla. I'm excited. I want to work with him.
Yeah.
Or they'll say that because they want to get the job.
Sure.
Which was a little Bob Melvin-ish as well.
Indeed.
Like, so
that's the story I heard.
I know.
Yeah. Sure. Uh-huh. Yeah, whatever you need. Yeah, I'll do it. Actually, I'm going to do it my own way. That's exactly what I heard.
What are you going to do now?
Yeah, what are you going to do? You hired me. Beat it, nerd. I'm going to do it my way. So, oh, okay. And then, you know, immediate discourse.
Yeah.
We've all done it. Uh-huh. Sure. Ben does it to me every time on the phone. Every day. Uh-huh. Sure. Yep. All right. Yeah. Sounds good.
I'm over here.
He does what he wants.
I'm just over here thinking about what AJ Preller's phone looks like this week.
It looks...
I mean,
what is the over-under of people that have reached out for this job? I'm saying right now it's over 70 people.
I was going to say about 100, yeah.
Yeah. Over 70 people have texted, hey, would love to... Love this opportunity.
Love to chat.
When there was a radio job open for a couple years, I was psychotic about it.
I don't think you reach out directly. You have someone else reach out on your behalf.
No way. You reach out directly.
I've heard so-and-so would be really interested in the job, but you look kind of desperate if you're reaching out yourself, don't you?
Yeah, I always did.
You are 30 of them.
There's 30 of them, yeah.
I'm impressed.
And this was one that I don't think a lot of people in baseball expected to be open Monday.
Correct.
Did you see in the Kevin Acey piece, Mike Schilt said he had 1,000 text messages, and he got back to you.
He did.
1,000 text messages.
He did. We actually texted for a few minutes. We texted. It was more than one, hey, you know, sorry to hear the news. Thanks, bud. That was it. It was more than that.
I couldn't even get Tony Gwynn Jr. to text back on his birthday.
I know.
You got Mike Schilt to text you back. It's pretty good.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Tony clearly doesn't like you.
Yeah, exactly. That's the difference. Schilt and I butted heads, but he actually likes you. Yeah.
Tony texted me back almost right away.
Yeah, and you, Paulie. Exactly. Do you guys text Schilty?
I have not. I know you did.
Okay.
I felt like that represented
covers
all of the show.
Right. That's fair.
Didn't need to inundate with 1,001.
That's fair.
Got a lot of them. But at some point, if I run into him, we'd be very happy to see him, and I hope he can, you know, start getting his health in order and feel better.
Drew says, it's always exciting being a Padres fan.
How you doing?
I'm good. He says, it's always exciting being a Padres fan one way or the other.
Yes. All right. Final timeout. We'll come back. Any other takeaways from AJ Preller? He didn't really reveal much. You sit down with him at a Texas Hold'em table, you're not going to see his cards, no doubt about it. But we'll share our final thoughts.
He plays poker?
No, he doesn't have time for it. But he'd be good at it. He'd be good at it for sure.
What's he doing on those flights?
Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. First, Woods and I want to remind you, if you are a family person, if you've got kids and you don't have a will or a trust, and you don't name a guardian for your children. This blew me away when I found this out when we first did our trust and will, that the state gets to decide what happens to your kids.
Terrifying.
Not your family members. You actually have to go to court, and they may decide, no, we're going to put them with this aunt or uncle that you wouldn't have picked. You have to put it down in writing, or you have no say in the matter. That's why going to trustandwill.com is so important, Woods.
Well, it's not only that, right? It's everything. Everything that you have, your assets, your 401k, where does it go? Who gets it? How is it distributed? Like, these are all really important things if you are if you have a family. Make sure you go to trustandwill.com. Use the code RADIO20 when you check out. Get a 20% discount on your trust or will, and they will take such good care of you, and they make it so, so simple to do. I really like the ease of use. It is the most important thing in my life, ease of use.
I like that it doesn't cost a fortune like a lawyer's office would. You used to have to go to a lawyer, and yeah, I can see why that would prevent you from doing it. This is the way to go. Trustandwill.com. Use code RADIO20 at checkout to get 20% off your trust or your will. Stay out of probate court with a trust. Make your family a little peace of mind for yourself and your family at trustandwill.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by U.S. Wellness Meats. U.S. Wellness Meats offers 100% grass-fed beef, pork, poultry, wild-caught seafood, and more. Ship-free from family farms. Get 20% off your first order at uswellnessmeats.com.
Someone suggested in the chat that they would like to spend an entire year with A.J. Preller. And I said that would be one of the more fascinating documentaries of all time. The documentarians would probably pull their hair out.
There'd be no footage, though.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, it would be every day would be going to play basketball.
Yep.
And then he's on his phone like the other 22 hours of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, you mean
but you need access to the conversations
yeah.
and what's happening.
I don't know that a documentary would work.
Yeah, documentary might
you
not
need
work.
Like a dramatization mm-hmm. more. You can show somebody on the yeah. other end of the phone call.
Yeah, Moneyball, you need the other GM on the yeah. other end of the phone.
Hanging
I've
up.
Got here,
that's
I've
true.
Got him on the line and everything. But for on AJ's side, if you just had a camera around, you just see a guy attached to his cell phone
all day.
21 hours a day minimum.
It's just filming him on his phone, talking, texting.
Everyone saw the video of him just wandering out on the field at Wrigley after game three on his phone.
It still remains the greatest mystery of who.
No one asked him yesterday.
Who were you talking to?
Who do you call when the season is over?
In mom? Those... Is it mom?
I
legit.
Don't know.
That's a legit.
That's... I mean, everybody with the organization is with him there. So it's not, it's probably not a Padres person because they're already there inside of Wrigley Field.
John Henry. You know, Breslow's really not working out. So I don't know. I mean, literally, was it his mom? Was it his sister? Like, hey, bummer how it ended. Like I know my dad.
Setting up tomorrow's basketball game.
Yeah, you know, because I know my dad would call me right after it was over, and I'd look at the phone and go, all right, hi, Pops, how are you? Yeah, it sucked. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what happened. Couldn't hit, you know? Don't know how to fix it. How you doing? How's mom? You know, like, it could have been one of his parents. I'm not even kidding. Could have been your brother.
Could have been my brother.
Tell your brother to
ask him. I think they mostly communicate via text.
Tell your brother to ask him.
Who he was talking to, I will ask him.
Yeah.
Maybe AJ should get his phone sponsored by David P. Shapiro. Like he does our fan hotline, facing criminal charges. Trust David P. Shapiro criminal defense attorneys, helping clients regain control since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. In the last 8 or 7 minutes, I want to focus on the back half of AJ Preller's news conference from yesterday and some of the questions that we heard at the end.
AJ Preller's back half?
AJ Preller's back half coming up next on The Fan. Always fascinated to see what questions do get asked. You get a limited amount of time with AJ Preller. Most of it was devoted to the managerial news, obviously, but there were some other questions at the end of the news conference yesterday. There was even a question about Luis Camposano, and AJ Preller actually gave an answer to that one, said he's going to be in our mix next year for sure, hoping the experiences this year are going to help him overall as a player after he had a 1,036 OPS with AAA El Paso, but of course went 0-21 on the big league level. Is there still a major league career in the future of Luis Camposano, Woods?
I think he's got a better shot now than he did 48 hours ago.
That's a good point.
Interesting, yeah.
The other thing is you've got to pump up his trade value.
That's true, too.
So...
But a backup role to Freddie Fermin
sure.
could still be in the cards
again,
next
year. Again, if he gets a shot, to be the backup. It will be another shot for him, and it's something that they could absolutely use. It won't cost him a ton
again,
of money.
We've seen players who come up and can't hit it all at the big league level, but are good at Triple A. But he has hit. He's hit over 300 at the big league level in limited sample size. He didn't this year. It was a fluke. Maybe even the pressure getting to him at some point. Like, all right, I'm 0 for 16 at this point. I'm starting to press a little bit. A fresh start next year could be good for Luis Campusano. He was asked about Yu Darvish. Preller said he's communicated quite a bit with Yu Darvish over the last week, but Yu doesn't sound like anywhere near necessarily making a decision about his future, his health, and what's going on, but they will remain in communication.
I didn't glean a lot of information. I thought, somebody asked him the Mason Miller question. I'm glad they did. What are your plans for there? We haven't gotten there yet. We haven't gotten there now.
Which may also be a bit of a lie because we saw players in the lab like the day after the season getting their programs.
But again, like the program that they get them in right after the season because their arm's still hot. They don't want to go sit for 3 weeks, then come back. All right, let's ramp it up. See how that slider's looking now. The arms are still hot. They're in the groove. So you give them their plan. And I'm sure Mason Miller was in there to get his plan. But what his plan was, now again, we may not know, but they said, hey, this is what we want you to do. There might, and I don't know anything about getting a pitching plan for the offseason. Nothing. I'd love to ask Ruben what it looks like.
It doesn't involve a lot of pitching right now.
Correct.
I'll tell you that.
Correct. So it could be one of those things where it's like, hey, this is what, what do you tell Mason Miller, by the way? Hey, thanks for absolutely dominating and kicking ass. Keep doing what you're doing. Do some squats and work on your core, and we'll see you back here. We'll let you know in a couple weeks whether you're going to be starting or relieving. What do you tell him?
Don't go skiing.
Yeah, don't. Live in a bubble. Don't do any of the water skiing, no skydiving. Just do
nothing.
Get your arm care in. Keep that core engaged and go from
there. Don't go up in a hunting blind somewhere.
You do these 10 exercises and only these 10.
And only these 10.
I got an update on Ethan Salas. Some concern after they had pulled him from the Arizona Fall League. Worried about a setback with the stress fracture in his back. AJ said really did not have a setback. They simply did not want to push him. Even if he was 92%, they said, let's make sure he's 99% recovered.
No need, right?
I mean, yeah, if you're missing a few weeks of games in the winter, he should be ready for spring training and may even be ready for some sort of winter ball at some point, but they're not going to push him to do it in the fall league until the doctors are really, really confident that they're not going to make this last even longer. He's only 19 years old, and AJ said this is about the next 10 years with Ethan Salas, not about the next 10 weeks with Ethan Salas. So that probably not a lot of smoke there, but one of the other questions that was asked yesterday in the news conference with AJ Preller.
Okay. Yeah. I'm trying to think of anything else that jumped off the page at me yesterday. Nothing major. I mean, really nothing major. Nothing that I was. We've gone through these so many times. None of these surprised me anymore.
At the beginning, of course, and he was probably telling Kevin Acey had the first question. And knowing he's got all this piece, he didn't just write that yesterday. He'd been working on that. He made his first question. Can you tell me of any, knowledge of conflict within Mike Schilt and the organization? Which is, of course, he wants a comment on the record that's going to go into his piece that's going to drop later about what his coaches have thought of Mike Schilt, what the staff has thought of Mike Schilt. And AJ didn't, I don't think he lied, because he said, yeah, there's always conflict. Then he says that's usually healthy when, there's some guys that aren't going to get along. When you compete at a high level in an industry like Major League Baseball, you're always going to have arguments. There's going to be some shouting matches. It's not uncommon. He didn't deny it.
Why does it always feel when it happens?
But he certainly
here?
Downplayed it.
Well, yeah. Why does it always feel uncommon when it happens here? When Manny and Tatis were yelling, Manny was yelling at Tatis a few years ago, you're like, oh my God, it's the end of the world. And it's, no, this stuff happens all the friggin' time in baseball. Most of the time it happens down the tunnel or after the game, but every now and then you see it in the dugout, it happens. But it's not the end of the world. If you argued with your coaches or your bosses or whatever, it happens all the time. I know I'm guilty as charged. It's not the death knell for a franchise. It's not that it doesn't mean that it's a terrible place to work. This is so common in baseball at every level, at every single level. So again, nothing is super, super surprising.
Which I think was ultimately kind of Mike Schilt's point as well. Like, I was hard on people, and isn't that what we do in this game? We're hard on the people we work with. I don't know. It sounds like at least people who worked with him thought he was unfairly hard on staff members and coaches. And it's one thing to be hard, and it's another thing to be what people think is unfairly hard. If they think they're working really hard and doing a good job, and they don't have any more to give, and you've got a guy who is just telling you you're not doing it the right way, at some point you do have a communication issue.
There's a track record now.
Yeah.
Now it's happened twice.
Yep. Yep, yep, yep.
Almost like eerily, his words, Schilt's words to Kevin Acey were, yeah, it's eerily similar how it ended in St. Louis and how it ended in San Diego.
All right, on we move. We will be back tomorrow morning for the Thursday, Throwback Thursday edition of Ben and Woods at 6 a.m. Braden, coming up next, though, for executive producer Paul Reindl and Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Wednesday from all of us here at San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.